All that fun happened. And today, this morning, has been absolutely the most magical morning for me. The QAnon researcher Mike Rains.
The Q Whisperer.
The seer of seers, the knower of knowers. And again, what pisses me off about this shit is that I am a moron. I'm a nobody. I'm the nobodiest nobody that ever nobody to nobody. I'm a bum. My day job is I'm a pit boss at a casino, and I watch people stay on 16 against an ace all day. And I'm like, shouldn't do that. And they're like, oh, I don't want to hit, I'll bust. And then the dealer's like, dealer has 19 and takes your money. And I'm like, see what fucking happens? And every now and then they win and they're like, I told you. And I'm like, whatever, long run, you'll go broke. I promise you. But what happened was yesterday, because literally all the timestamps on all these tweets I'm seeing are like 20 hours old from when I started posting my replies. So I got to the story way too late and couldn't influence it. And it's just enraging because nobody else has made the point that I made. Donald Trump posted on his social media platforms a photo of himself in his boarding house outfit, which looks like a military uniform. And the caption under him is D. Trump 20. And then next to that is a picture of Obama in college where he's wearing like a jaunty hat and he has like a cigarette or some other like thing in his mouth. And he's got like
a cigarette because he was still smoking, even as president.
Yeah, he was a smoker.
Yeah.
And he's got a cigarette in his mouth and he's got his polo shirt with a collar on it. And you can see he's got like his hair is poofy even under the hat. And under him it says B Obama, comma 18.
It says BH Obama because you can't ever forget the Hussein.
The one from the Q drop doesn't say that. Oh, so
yeah, I have seen alternate versions, which I'll get into when you're done.
So this is slightly edited, but the point, the gist of it is that this compare and contrast photo between Trump and Obama originally came from a Q drop, and the Q drop is very not subtle at all. Because it's Trump in his military garb and Obama in his college hipster garb. And the caption reads, "The war is real. He fights for you, Q." And that's where Trump or Dan Scavino got this photo from. They added the H to the Obama and then they posted it. Because as everyone is pointing out in the replies, Trump was not 20 when he was in this outfit. This was his high school uniform. So when he was 20, he was in college and not wearing it. So everyone's like, why is Trump like lying about what age he was when he was wearing this thing? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, because he's not lying. He got the photo from somewhere else. And where he got it from is here. And so this is a dog whistle to QAnon. They all know where this photo comes from. They all know the lore. And literally every time I would reply to somebody about where this photo came from and what Trump's actually doing with it, I would get, because Elon's algorithm just feeds you more of the same shit you've already looked at, I would just get another person talking about it and another person talking about it and then on and just on and on and on and on. So like this post went viral. The whole world dunked on Trump about the, oh, idiot. Oh, you know, Obama looks way cooler than Trump does in this photo. He's just letting Obama mog him in this photo. Oh, idiot. And like, everyone on Twitter has seen this fucking thing and no one knows it came from QAnon and nobody sees that this is a dog whistle from Trump to QAnon. And fuck, it's just, it's like Sarah Hightower complaining about Arim Shiriko or however you say that, the Japanese cult that she was like an expert in. And it's just, I'm just sitting here and now I am the Sarah Hightower. Now I am her. I have become her. My life is this. My life is, I'm the only person who knows this fucking cult. I'm the only person who knows what's going on and no one will listen to me. I'm fucking Cassandra. It's so annoying. It's unbelievably frustrating. I know Mike Rothschild and Travis View and a few other people do get this stuff and they do follow it and they're on top of it, but it's just like, God damn it. Like this, all this guy does is signal boost this fucking movement, this murderous, psychotic, violent, bloodthirsty movement that dehumanizes people and is absolute brain rot, toxic death. And no one sees it. No one sees what he's actually doing with this crap. And he's the fucking president. People should know about this. It shouldn't be that hard. But yet it is. And it's really frustrating. It's so annoying. Because, again, I'm a schmuck. I really am a schmuck. Powerful, higher, people with bigger platforms, people more intelligent, people more engaged. They should be on top of this. This should not be my Sisyphean task to push this boulder up this hill. And I'm not going to get anywhere up the hill with this boulder. I'm just going to be like, the rock ain't going to fucking move a centimeter. So this is great. This morning and getting ready to record this podcast has been just an absolute exercise in futility of me replying to all these other people who've posted this fucking photo and they've gotten like 10, 20, 30,000 likes. But my reply came a day late and a dollar short. So all my replies are going to get like one like, no retweets, no engagement. No one's going to see what I'm talking about. It's infuriating.
From what I've been reading about the way the algorithm's set up currently, you have to reply like within the first hour or two to get any kind of traction on it.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I do not fucking doubt it at all. So like this, my posts about this photo and what it's about, I'm getting a piss trickle of engagement. Absolute nothing. And again, it's like, I would trade all the likes from that stupid Scott Adams fighting with that fucking quack doctor thing. If I could actually shine light on this real thing that Donald Trump is really doing and get some real engagement out of it, that would be so much better than this shit. Sadly, it's not, and it's not going to be. So, it's just magical. It's a truly magical thing.
So, what I was going to mention before, one of the alternate versions of it that I saw was it shows, you know, Donald Trump in his boarding school uniform, and then it shows Obama in his college outfit, and then the third one, it says Michelle Obama, and the picture is Mr. T.
Oh, yeah. Il Dono Trumpo posted that one. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I wonder if people still think it's a sock account of Trump's.
They do. They do. I forget what happened a few weeks ago, and some guy posted something from the White House and something from Elon and also something from El Donald Trumpo. And I screen grabbed that and I said, the reason why El Donald Trumpo is being posted with the same gravitas as the White House account and Elon Musk is that people think El Donald Trumpo is Trump's burner. From what I've heard, and again, like this is like stuff I heard like a long time ago, Il Dono Trumpo is a cat turd alt account. It's like a cat turd gimmick account for like cat turds, like other dumb shit. I don't know that cat turds ever, like claimed ownership of the account or anything, but that's the working theory. Okay. It's like how in left wing circles, Freddie DeBoer is believed to be the person behind Alice from Queens. If you've ever dealt with those accounts.
So. I was just wondering who would be dumb enough to not know that ill is Italian, not Spanish. And now I know it's cat turd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I see that joke all the time about how stupid that account is. It should be El Donald Trumpo.
Yeah. Where was I going with that?
It was going to be somewhere great. I promise you that.
It was. It was magical. We were gonna take a little trip just now.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Steffi, I just remembered, though, I have seen a few other people making that LGBTQ joke you made, but you made it first.
Yes.
I'm saying it here for the world to know. You were the first one to make the LGBTQ joke.
Oh, wow. Other people are making that. Well, it shows that it doesn't take much effort to make that joke, but woohoo!
But I always say whenever I made a joke and then I saw someone else make it, I go, well, that just means it was a good joke.
Instead, I can't even take the compliment. I'm just like, well, I guess it was an easy joke then if I came with it.
You had a cat on your lap a couple minutes ago and you were petting it. And I'm like, oh my God, Stephanie's turning into a evil overlord right in front of me.
Oh, and the cat has two different colored eyes, so it's even better. my friend Quax, I was on his Patreon and he had a post, white cat supremacy, and he used pictures of my cat to do a bunch of different Photoshop effects.
There's nothing like being Gloyfield or whatever the name of that Bond villain was.
Blofeld? Was that?
Yes,
Blofeld. I haven't really watched the movies, but
that
yeah,
right.
My dad was a big James Bond fan. He even collected the graphic novels, which I think he said hewed closer to the books than the movies.
Yeah. Oh, man. Huh. Yeah.
All right. So.
Yep.
What were you going to say?
Lead us to the new topic, Eric. The smooth segue. It's all yours.
It was more like I'm slamming down the brakes and saying, hey, look at that. But, so I was just thinking about the Great American, State Fair. And,
yeah.
And the crushing hubristic, death, you know, rattle that it's been giving out all week. Cause I heard like, they said like there were like, somewhere in the realm of 1,000 attendees on Thursday, and that was what was expected to be their highest draw day due to weather and everything.
Right.
And then I just hearing all the expected fails. There was only one attraction, a Ferris wheel, and it didn't even work half the time. The food vendors lost power, and they said there's still food, but all the ice cream is melted, which, you know. I've been in DC, and granted it was in spring, but from what I can tell, the temperature is pretty similar to what we get here in Chicago, and it's hot, it's muggy, it's miserable. So I imagine there were lots and lots of people looking for ice cream and being disappointed.
Was this whole thing put on by the same people who did the Fire Festival or something?
I was, what was I comparing it to during the pre-show? The Scottish
the Scottish Willy Wonka festival.
Yeah, like you could have a picture of people waiting to get melted ice cream right next to the picture of that sad looking Oompa Loompa with the fog machine behind her.
Yes.
And then like all states and DC had like panels to like show off the greatness of their states, and I saw they were pretty much all the same thing, just like poster boards saying, come visit our state, here's why, and a couple bored looking, you know, state employees standing around waiting to hand out pamphlets to people. And it's like, you know, no exhibits, no, like totally low effort. I saw someone say that they've seen science fairs with more pizzazz than this one had. But I don't know if it was like they knew it was going to be a failure, so they didn't even bother putting any effort into it, or if there was just no money to put into it, like they didn't have time. Because from what I heard, the Senate Control Committee was America 250, and then Trump preempted it with his Freedom 250, and the America 250 had been getting funding and pulling together investors and stuff for like decades, whereas Freedom 250 was just total seat of the pants bullcrap, and it shows in every way in this fair. And then after all these high profile acts left because they found out that this was not the nonpartisan event they were expecting, the biggest star they can get was Cash Patel's girlfriend, whose name I can't even bother to remember.
She's like some spree killer where it's like, don't name them, don't give them fame, don't boost them up. Yeah, agreed. Absolutely agreed. Oh my God. It's just so crazy that I really feel like all of this shit is happening because Trump won. As in Trump 1.0, not Trump winning, but
thank you for that distinction.
Yeah, in Trump 1, basically, he really didn't want to be president, and he just wanted to golf and coast off Obama's economy and cut taxes. And then when he had to be the president due to COVID, he fucked it up really badly. But people have this nostalgia, this unearned nostalgia, I might add, of Trump from 2017 to 2019, where they're like, oh, the economy was good and things weren't that bad and blah, blah, blah. And so people were like, let's give him another crack at the apple here. Let's do this. Let's light that candle. And now he wanted to be president. He's like, I got some ideas this time. And it's like, oh no. Oh no. Like, buddy, it was only working last time when you let inertia from Obama, like steer the plane. The fact that you've grabbed the handles and you're now turning the wheel and doing stuff. No, we didn't want that. Bad. Bad. And like, he very easily, if he had just fucking passed his dumb tax cut and cut taxes and golfed on Biden's economy, it probably wouldn't have been that bad. But no, this guy, Trump 2.0, was like, I got ideas. They're all terrible, but boy, how am I going to implement them? So now we've got the tariffs, the war with Iran, just.
And they're all Miller's ideas too, really. Yeah. I mean, isn't he he's the worm tongue.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, in before, he didn't listen to Miller. He didn't care. Like, he just wanted to fuck off and golf. Like, he had no impetus to do anything, be it Stephen Miller inspired or not. Like, he was just, he just wanted to go on TV and have them introduce him as President Trump.
Right.
So be like, yeah, I'm the president. I'm super fucking important. You have to listen to the dumb shit I say because I'm the president now.
Like, yeah, I was saying he spent 3 years playing president on television, and then COVID hit, and he actually had to do stuff, and he was clearly miserable about it.
Right. He was like, no, I don't want to be I don't want to do the job. I just want the title. What the fuck?
Yeah. What Steph was saying about Worm Tongue, I tried making a meme. Like, I went on to AI, and I said, okay, do Worm Tongue whispering into Thaden's ear, but Thaden is Trump. And Worm Tongue is Stephen Miller. And I could not get it to work because Stephen Miller looks so much like Worm Tongue that you just couldn't tell that it was supposed to be someone else.
Right, of course.